Hello and welcome to our ongoing series of conversations with people that are bringing clarity to our digital lives. Very fortunate today to catch up with Fariba Zamanian. She is the VP of Data and Advertising with TiVo. Fariba, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So Fariba, I wanted to talk a little bit about the evolution of digital advertising. There's been this big promise, right, that there's a level of accountability that we can expect to have in this digital world that was simply not really in place in our old analog world. But there have been issues with really understanding whether or not you're getting what you're paying for. How has the industry's understanding of data quality as it relates to digital advertising, how have you seen that evolve?
Yeah, I think it's important to start with what does quality mean? I think that there are lots of interpretations when it comes to, especially in this media ecosystem, of what is quality. And I think as we've been evolving, we're learning really what the importance of quality is. From my perspective, quality is when it comes to the leverage of data to enable the digital ecosystem to isolate and identify audiences and then activate advertising against those audiences, which are consistent of real people, where that message is going to align to that person. The data that supports it needs to be representative. It needs to be comprehensive. There's going to be some bias. There's bias in a lot of data, but in terms of limiting the amount of bias, it is really the key, because where data flows, power flows. And I think that we right now as an industry got very caught up in this availability of data and the power that it provides and this land grab that evolved, which was like, just grab all the data that you can possibly get. And that's going to give me the power to drive this digital ecosystem forward by getting rid of all those restrictions and the limitations that the traditional, more linear approach to delivering video messaging prohibited. This land grab of data brings into the picture some bad players, data that isn't truly representative. It's not passively collected. It's not first party. It could be modeled or suggestive. And I think that when we got started in moving away from those restrictions of linear when it comes to video, digital just became this wild west of action and ability that was fueled by data. And what really driven this transition in terms of focusing on quality, which to me, again, means representation, or a true reflection of the audiences and the persons that we are trying to understand and then align messaging to, is that we as an industry now are bound by outcomes. We've always been, but when a shiny new object comes along, we want to take advantage of it. Then we learn as we start to play with and utilize the shiny object that it may not be as shiny as it seems. When it comes to data and powering these engines, that land grab we learned is that it's not about all of the data and how much data that you can grab. It's whether or not that data is truly reflective and represents the quality. If I'm going to have an impact on the outcome, meaning after an impression is delivered and over time and repeat exposures, does that drive the behavior I intend, that it needs to be reflective of that audience and of high quality and of reflective of those individuals. Just to piggyback, and sorry for carrying on about this, but it really is such an important issue today, because we've seen when we went from that transition of desktop to mobile that there was fraudulent supply, and we learned about ad fraud and that we need to put guardrails in place in order to protect advertisers from their ads winding up in wasteful places and thinking they delivered an impression when they did not. Is that when it comes to data, we too need guardrails in ensuring that the data that we're capturing is reflective of real people. And so that identity resolution component now is even equally important as the data that we're capturing. The two together is really that holy grail that we're striving for today in order to, again, achieve that objective of maximizing outcomes when investing in digital advertising.
It's a big shift, right? focusing from the quantity, which invited a lot of data scientists to come in there, and the bigger the data lake or data warehouse or wherever it is that you have this repository, to something that's much more focused. And as you pointed out, ultimately, advertisers want to resonate with specific people that have specific desires, and they want to avoid the click farms that we had in the 90s and the bots that I guess we have today. Yeah. Those are participating in that fraud that you're talking about. Is that shift being recognized across the ecosystem?
So it's getting there. So I think that what we have to step back and realize is that this transition into this new ecosystem where it's data-driven, digital advertising, especially as we see video advertising growing in its supply and capabilities from the traditional linear to streaming activity, that is becoming slowly more prevalent. But we have to step back and realize we're still in our early stages. This transition is just recently occurred, and we're learning as we go through this evolution. So I think where we learn first are those that are putting together this infrastructure of execution, which are incredibly complex machine learning, artificial intelligence-based systems that require, as I said earlier, data to fuel those engines. And I think that we're still in our early days of learning best practices and understanding that it's not about this land grab of data, that the quality matters. So the advertisers are learning through experience. But they're going to lean on those agencies, these third parties, because they don't have the infrastructure yet today to do this execution on their own. So they're reliant on these third parties to enable this process of isolating and identifying, and then all the way through to implementation with touch points across devices, including the big screen now with CTV. It's a process of evolution. And I think what is imperative to companies like TiVo and the partners that we work with, that we supply our data to, is that we need to bring those best practices forward and raise the awareness with the advertising community that there is a risk that if you take quantity and catchphrases or acronyms, like you hear the word ACR and immediately you think, oh, that's it. That's the end all be all. It's encompassing. It's representative. It's high quality. That's not really the case, because this is a highly fragmented marketplace when it comes to data. There are walled gardens. And when I say walled gardens, it means, for example, the manufacturers of smart TVs, they don't share their data beyond their walls. They leverage that data within those walls to attract advertisers, to leverage their platforms and their supply and the eyeballs they can reach. But yet what we need to do is continue to educate the marketplace and advertisers to see beyond that, and that can present a very myopic and limited touch point to their audiences. It's not a new challenge, right? We've gone through these challenges in the past through the evolution of the device type that we've used to bring advertising to consumers. It's just getting a little more complex because of the multiple touch points that we have in the machines that they run through. And it's more of this self-service is very attractive because it denotes speed, it suggests flexibility, and those can be pitfalls sometimes for advertisers as well. So just to circle back to your original question, I think they're certainly improving. I think we've seen this year CTV advertising spend is nearly increased by 40%. And I think the advertising community is really just going to learn by experience, but it's going to come down to the partners that they choose and an education to the community of ensuring that they've got the right mix of data and inventory to achieve the outcome they're looking for.
Yeah, you said a couple of really interesting key things there. One is the issue of fragmentation, how fragmented the audiences are and how the environment, where they go, whether they go to a network service provider or a particular content provider or a consumer electronics platform, you mentioned TVs, they can be walled gardens that set up these silos of data. Mm-hmm. And yet when I hear the word digital advertising, digital to me has a universal quality, right? I'm accessing digital resources on my tablet, on my phone, and on my TV. How important is it to correlate that aspect? If we're talking about true digital marketing, true digital advertising, how important is it to correlate that individual experience, not just on one platform, but across many? And is it even possible to do that?
So here we are today, and what you're asking about is probably one of the biggest challenges that we have as an industry going forward, which is identity resolution. What you described in terms of that connectivity, you're on your iPad in digital means, it's a passive, I'm not asking you a survey question, that data is just being captured because of the technology. And your device has an identity. And that identity is typically going to be picked up based on if your mobile phone is your mobile ad ID, if it's your iPad, your desktop, and now your smart TV, it's effectively being identified through your Wi-Fi connectivity. So this broadband evolution, moving away from analog to broadband, has enabled this connectivity to individuals in the household based on their devices, their device types. But now I'm tying things together and I'm resolving an identity within a household, but there are all these other touch points when you leave your home. And all of this is what an advertiser now is looking for, is that ability to connect the dots and truly build an integrated digital campaign. And in order to do an integrated digital campaign and manage the volume of impressions delivered, frequency management, so that if I'm targeting a message specifically to you across all these touch points, first of all, is it really you? And are these devices really connected to you, person XYZ? So identity resolution, but more importantly, single identity resolution is the next challenge for our industry going forward. Because with all these advancements of self-service, video ad serving on your devices, now on your big screen with connected TV, is that if I'm not able to isolate, identify, and connect you, this real person, to all these touch points in a single fashion, then we're not going to be successful as an advertiser. And to do all of this through privacy regulation, the U.S. is starting to adopt more aggressive policy, California being one of the first, certainly has been very publicly promoted following the footsteps of GDPR in ensuring that privacy is protected, that we're not being bad players in the industry and protecting identities. But all of this gets complicated now as we see the cookie is moving to its final chapter. This transition away from the cookie is presenting this challenge of how am I going to connect these dots and make sure that I can deliver an integrated advertising campaign. And this is where we need resources to feed into these device graphs, like what TiVo does today with our partners at BDAX, whose focus is primarily on quality assurance. And with all of the millions or billions of data points that they receive on a monthly basis to eliminate fraudulent data sets. So we're seeing a real transition right now as there are efforts underway, such as the unified ID that is in its infancy, where there's a single ID, like your social security card, that would anonymously identify your activity so that contextual advertising can be sent to you, which is what fuels a lot of the entertainment platforms. And as we as consumers, we love our entertainment and are willing to sit through ads to get to it. So this is an incredibly complex and very pivotal point in our industry as we resolve identity and move away from the cookie. It's going to be a little bumpy, but I think advertisers are realizing that it's on the horizon or taking steps right now to be prepared for that transition.
Sorry, but thank you so much for taking the time to put into context these many moving pieces that need to come together as we start moving away from that land grab that you were talking about to really focus on quality and to begin assessing what life after the cookie might look like in a privacy compliant manner going forward. Appreciate so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you.